In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. A man once said to our Lord that to love the Lord your God with all your mind, and all your heart, and all your soul, and your neighbor as yourself, was much greater than all the sacrifices offered in the temple of Jerusalem. And to this, the Lord Jesus said that this man was correct and not far off from the kingdom of heaven. Because in his reply, this pious Jewish man had come to understand that to abide by the law of God, the Ten Commandments, was not merely just to observe 10 important rules to live a good life and to avoid punishment. To observe the Ten Commandments is to manifest our love for God and our love for our neighbor. To adhere to the first 3 commandments of worshiping one God and one God only, of always having respect and reverence for the holy name of God, and to observe the Sabbath rest, allowing no other activity, however enjoyable or preferable to the Sabbath that it may be, was to love God with all your being. In these 3 commandments, the people of Israel and later on the church were given the path to love God by making him the priority of their lives, always speaking of him with respect and reverence, and allowing the Sabbath to be the pinnacle of their life of prayer and spiritual sacrifice. The remaining 7 commandments are the ways that God asks us to love our neighbor, to honor our parents, never to kill in thought or word or deed, to live a holy purity, void of sin with oneself or others, and never to covet the goods or, excuse me, isn't that terrible? I skipped a few. To never steal, to never abide in the false truth that comes from lies, to never covet goods or the beloved of another. And to show this love that we have for one another, that we are striving for the ultimate good, not seeking to use or manipulate other people or their possessions. These 7 commandments touch every facet of human existence and present us with the choice to treat one another with genuine love and concern for their well-being, or to succumb to a prideful and selfish desires that put our own self-love and egoism before the good of others. So when our Lord cleansed the temple of the money changers and the animal dealers in his one dramatic gesture, he was showing us that what was taking place in the temple that day was really a violation of these 10 commandments. Externally, it might have seemed like any other day in the Jerusalem temple. The money changers were there to help the people change their foreign currencies into the appropriate coins that were used to pay the temple tax. In addition, these industrious men aided the pilgrims who had come from very far away in buying the necessary animals that were required for the temple sacrifice, providing an easy and efficient way to buy the animals that you couldn't bring from home. It was not for these practices that our Lord sought to cleanse the temple of his Father. It was because he was the Son of God that Jesus knew the depth of the human heart, and he could look past these external practices to see what was taking place not just in the temple, but in the hearts of these men, who were more concerned with making a personal profit from changing money and selling animal victims than they were interested in the worship of Almighty God. He witnessed as they would extort the people, charging them too much for their services, and how this corrupted the people's experience of worship. At times denying Gentiles the opportunity to worship in the temple, and enabling their fellow Jews to make their sacrifices as a mere ritual, not a sacrifice of praise, where they offered their entire being to God. And it was to cleanse the temple of this false spirit of worship, which violated the first three commandments, and also to put an end to the unjust treatment of the pilgrims, which violated the other seven, that compelled Christ to overturn the tables and cause an uproar in the temple. But not only did our Lord seek to revere the holiness of his Father's house and cleanse the hearts of those who came to the temple because of motives that lacked love of God and neighbor, he was preparing us, he was preparing his church, to abide in his commandments and to realize that to love God and neighbor, most notably here in the true sacrifice, here at Holy Mass, is to recognize that here we pray together as the mystical body of Jesus Christ, the new temple, the true worship. Because Jesus revealed on that day that he was the new temple, and that when Christians come together to pray and offer the holy sacrifice of the Mass, he is present here, present in the holy scriptures that we hear, present in the hearts of those who pray with piety and devotion, but above all, in a totally real and physical way, present in the Holy Eucharist, the bread of eternal life and the chalice of everlasting salvation. So this third Sunday of Lent presents each of us with the opportunity to ponder two important questions. The first, do I abide in the Ten Commandments of God, not merely observing them in order to avoid punishment, but as a sublime way to love God and to love my neighbor as myself? The second is to ask ourselves, how do I worship God in my personal prayer and here at Holy Mass? Do I seek to love him in prayer? Do I ask him things with confidence? Do I share with him the deepest longings of my heart? That is the kind of spiritual worship that our Lord deserves and desires. So let us ask his Holy Spirit, who will always lead us deeper into the truth of Christ, to teach us to love God and to love our neighbor as ourselves, that as we continue our Lenten penances of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, our hearts will be cleansed, and we will truly be temples of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.